Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Good. How are you?
Let's start with Parker.
Yeah.
Long guy. Seems like he's technically sound.
Just, yep.
Can you elaborate on that and some of his strengths and weaknesses?
Yeah, he's a guy that's played more than 50 games at Cincinnati. He's played guard. He's played tackle. So the versatility adds to his value. He's a guy that shows a ton of patience in his game. He has aggression. He knows when to use it, when to pull back. I mean, he's a guy that will definitely fit in our room. He's a true old lineman. You know, he had a hunting accident where he was cleaning a gun, you know, sliced his hand. So when I met him, he had stitches in his hand. I was like, oh gosh, what happened now? He goes, I was just cleaning my gun. I just got finished hunting, cleaning my gun, cut my hand. But he's that type of guy. He'll fit in our room. He'll fit in our building. He'll be real easy for you guys to talk to and handle. So you shouldn't have any issues with that. He's a good football player.
Is there room for added growth strength wise?
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean he was actually at the start of this season he was probably closer to 324, 325. That might have been a little big for him early on, and it happened so quick from the spring to the start of the season, that might be a little tougher.
Does he have projectable skills as a guard, or is he a tackle?
That goes to the coaches. That's out of our deal. I think he can play both, but that really goes to the coaches, where they want to put him, where they want to use him.
Well, one of you guys, the lead scout on Kavare Russell?
That was me.
Can you elaborate a little bit on him a little as well?
He's an outstanding kid. I mean, I don't know if I know he had to miss 14 because of an academic issue. That was a rare academic deal that only Notre Dame kind of would put him in that situation. But he handled it like a man. You're talking about another quality guy that's going to come in here. He's a juice guy, meaning like he's got some spunk to him, and he'll help our secondary that's already growing with that type of swagger. So you'll see when you get a chance to meet him, you'll get it.
For going back to Parker,
yeah.
How much, when you went through the background portion of it, how much did you bring Travis Kelce in, because they're college teammates, just to talk to him a little bit about his background?
We actually went out to dinner, him and I, and it was kind of funny. It wasn't really – we didn't talk about Travis. We didn't talk about – it was more, you know, getting deeper into the person, the family. You know, I mean, he's been through a little bit. He lost his dad, and he's this guy's a – you'll see. He's going to be a good fit. He's going to be a good fit for you guys. Great fit for our room, for our offensive line room, and a great fit for our locker room in general.
He's a smart player. I mean, he's
very smart.
He's how quickly do you feel like he'll be able to kind of assimilate the offense and be able to do all that?
He'll hand – you know, it's a position of growth. I mean, you look at our past draft picks, like Larry and those guys, they took a minute. You know, Zach Fulton, they took a minute. Mitch jumped right in and got rolling. Parker's that type of guy. I don't know if it's going to happen overnight, but he's smart enough to handle it, and that's an added plus for him.
Terry, you were evaluating Eric. What jumped out about him to you when you were going through the evaluation process?
The athlete, for sure. I mean, he's one of those guys that I was watching Minnesota a couple years ago, and you're like, oh, who's that guy? And, you know, he's – the athlete really stands out, and then the more you dig in, the better it gets. He's a great player, great person, all that stuff.
Is it because of the fluidity, like as a turn and run guy? How is he there?
Good. He's really smooth. Good hips. Like I said, the thing that stood out to me the first time I saw him as a younger kid was the speed, because he chased down a guy across field, and you're like, whoa. But he's got good feet, good hips. He's a good athlete now.
He's pretty physical, too. He'll come up and hit you. Talk about the technique, number one, and then the physicality, the pressing and jamming and all that.
That's one thing I kind of kept walking around the building asking, how tough is this kid, you know? And that's the main thing. The first thing people said when you asked about him, how tough he was. And, like, he just has an edge, they said. And he's just kind of that quiet guy. And, you know, he's a captain. He'd call people out. I mean, but he was known as the toughest guy on the team. Every teammate said that, which is kind of unusual.
5'11", 200
especially
pounds,
for a corner, yeah. But I'm telling you, every teammate I asked, I said, who's the toughest guy on the team? And they all said that guy.
Did they say why?
They just, you know, he'll hit you, and he's got an edge, you know. He'll tell you how it is. He'll call you out if he needs to.
He said he didn't do a whole lot of nickel now, but has he got, like, the skills to project inside? or
athletically, for sure. Okay. You know, and he did do that a little bit there. He's played both inside and out.
Are his eyes okay? Can he process? I know you got the two-way going side. I mean, do we know if, at all if he can do that yet? Or
oh yeah, yeah. I don't think there'll be any issues there.
He said as long as he can get his hands on a guy, he has no issue kind of pushing a wide receiver off of his route. Is that your experience, that he didn't really have an issue with anybody?
No, he's a very physical player. In college, you can get away with grabbing and being a little more physical than this level. So he did that quite a bit, and he was pretty good at it.
Do you think that transition is going to be a problem?
No. That's really common in college football nowadays. All of them do it. So
for both Parker and Eric, if you were going to point fans to one game to go watch for each of those guys that said this is who we believe this player could be, maybe the best game, the one that you would show to fans, just for each of those guys, what game would that be?
For Parker, I'd probably go later in the year. It's a position change for him early on when he went from guard to tackle. If they can watch anything, you know, after those first few weeks, he got rolling. I mean, he was consistent. That's what made his value. So everything is the same thing. You know, he's such a technique guy and such a, like I said, patience. That patience, once you make that change like he did from position, you kind of build up that patience and understanding of, okay, this is a different position. I got to play it different. Got to, you know, adjust my footwork. I got to adjust my approach. And so, I mean, you can watch any game on that kid and you'd feel the same.
Same thing with Parker. It seems like Eric Murray is he's a really smart guy. You feel like that he'll be able to quickly assimilate the defense and know what he's – supposed to do?
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, the coaches didn't blink when I asked about that. And then you see it on the field. He plays smart and doesn't bust. And to answer your question about him, I'd say Iowa. You can see, because they're a physical team, and you can see him tackle and hit, but they have a fast receiver too, and you can see him run and cover. It's a good game.
Since both of you guys wrote up the two new defensive backs, I was curious, did you see any safety traits in these guys when you wrote them up? Did you list it? Did you talk about it at all?
Kavari's a corner. I mean, Kavari's a cornerback. He's, you know, 13. You watch those games in 13, and you're seriously impressed. And then, you know, this whole year to play the way he did with a stress fracture and got through that. And I mean, he's a corner.
Yeah, I think Eric could do either because he's tough enough to do it and smart enough and certainly athletic enough. So. Yeah.
Does he have the eyes to do it?
Sure. Absolutely.
A couple more guys because we got to get him out.
Eric was pretty sure tackling. Well, didn't they send him quite a bit too? He had some tackles for losses last year. It was a guy in the run game that can come up and hit people.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, he's like the Ohio State game, he played with a broken bone in his hand. He's taking on Ezekiel Elliott. You know, he's not scared or weak.
For both of you guys, what's the one unique characteristic that really solidified them on your board?
Well, I think if you look at almost all the guys we've taken, they're all guys that are smart, tough, athletic, and most of all, they all have a passion. So,
yeah, athletic and tough, and very competitive, very competitive.
That's what AJ. As a personnel evaluator, is it almost easier to evaluate when you're specifically to an offensive lineman, a guy who's played so many different positions,
oh, yeah,
as opposed to a guy that's lined up, played 40 games of left guard? You can learn a little bit more about him.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. You're talking about a guy who's played a bunch of spots, and that versatility adds to our coach's ability to adjust them.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. You got it.
Appreciate it, folks.
No problem.